Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
One of the most widely recognized prairie wildflowers is prairie coneflower, Retibida columnifera. Also known as long-headed coneflower and upright prairie coneflower, the species ranges over prairies from Canada to Mexico, particularly on well-drained soils. If it's not in flower in your area now, it will be soon. The flowering period generally runs from June through August here in North Dakota. Prairie coneflower is a member of the aster family. It generally grows from 1 to 3 feet tall from a stout taproot. Many members of the aster family, such as the sunflowers, produce a head with inconspicuous disc flowers in the center, with the ray flowers, which produce petal-like rays, on the periphery. In the genus Retibida, however, the disc flowers form a cylinder. Now, I probably should say column, up to around an inch and a half long, with the ray flowers at the base, which are yellow in this species. One terminal head per stem is the rule in Retibida. However, occasionally there are two or more stems growing out from the taproot. Prairie coneflower is a wildflower species commonly used in seed mixes for prairie restoration. It's also gaining popularity as an ornamental. It's showy, easy to grow, drought tolerant, and has a long blooming time. Two forms of this species are often available through garden centers and the various seed sources. Most of what we see in the native prairie is the form that produces yellow ray flowers. But occasionally a prairie coneflower is observed with deep red ray flowers. That's the other form, and is often sold as a variety Mexican hat. Native American tribes used prairie coneflower for a variety of medical conditions, such as to treat stomach ache. It was also used to treat snake bite and exposure to poison ivy. A tea was made from the leaves as well. While on a prairie tour many years ago, I visited with a lady that grew up during World War II. She mentioned that as a child during the war, she and other children from her home area in north central South Dakota collected the mature heads of prairie coneflower to be used to the war effort as stuffing of soldiers' life jackets. I put a picture of prairie coneflower along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.